Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And welcome to a fantastically lovely episode of
Conclave Radio!
I'm Casey, and I love hosting this show!
I'm Blake, and I miss my cues.
I'm Greg, and I'm just glad everything's working.
As Greg says, not into a microphone.
It's okay. They can hear me.
I know, but not clear. I feel bad.
Oh, no, it's fine.
How do you know how he sounds?
I just know.
You just know?
Because I heard him earlier. I was listening to him earlier.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
They can hear me as much as they need to hear me.
That's true. Your voice probably projects enough to where, like, you sound like us. Oh, no. No, sir. Don't hit me again. Anyway, as you may have noticed, Clint didn't introduce himself. And that's because he's not here. But that's okay.
We'll forgive you, Clint. Just this once.
We've had more awkward episodes. Yeah, we'll forgive him this once. Oh, but we're prepared.
We are prepared.
Mostly. Except our guest isn't here. Either. Well, or our intern.
We'll allow the guest to be late. That's guest prerogative.
We kind of have to.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, or she's not allowed. They. Not to give them away.
Right.
Right.
Even though we announced it last week.
Are you sure they can hear you?
Yeah, they can hear me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook,
if you can't hear me, give us a like and a share.
Yeah. Comment who you can't hear or who you want to hear more of. Can I see a schedule? You're the best.
I have a schedule.
Anyway.
You're not the best.
Wow. Good week.
Good week.
Good week.
Yeah.
We had a formal.
We did have a formal.
Conclave did have a formal, and it was very fun.
It was fun.
It was. And it was very Valentine's-y.
Was. Everyone got dressed up.
Yes.
Everyone was looking good, sharp.
We were looking good. And if you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen how good we looked.
And I really thought Blake's suit,
yeah,
was the perfect color.
What was it? I wasn't even paying attention.
It was like this charcoal gray.
An
amazing suit color.
Yeah. I think everyone looked pretty good.
I'm concerned you made a note of my suit color.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was the joke that I expected
I think
you
it's,
to get.
It's ironic because the best looking person at the formal wasn't even like technically a Conclavian. He wore like suspenders and a little bow tie. Braden Dye was the best looking one there, I swear.
Yeah, he was pretty stinky cute.
He steals my heart.
Yeah.
And that's weird for me. He steals my heart.
He's awesome.
I heard earlier, someone said that, you know, because he was guarding us during the game.
Yeah.
And is what you said. He totally fell over, picked himself up and said, "Oh, I almost fell." And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you almost did.
I love how he's wearing his bow tie. I said I liked it. And he said, "Yeah, I'm wearing a bow tie." And I'm like, he's just so cute, man. Like,
I know, he is. There's nothing else. And then he wore the same thing to church the next morning, though. Yeah. Because, so
he knew he was rocking it.
When you're having a party, don't stop. Yeah, you just wear that to church.
Yeah. Same
Bring
place,
the party
same
to
book
church.
Absolutely.
That's what Metro's about.
Attempting to. Whatever.
Yeah, are we dead?
Maybe on Facebook.
We may have lost Facebook. But you, faithful listeners on Speaker, Spotify,
who
and
I know
iTunes,
don't listen to us live.
But
it's
okay.
But that's okay. I know you can hear us. It's not the Mevo, it's the internet.
Yeah.
It's the connection.
I wish we knew somebody that could run an internet connection down.
I wish we knew somebody who had time to do that.
I wish we knew somebody that wasn't lazy and actually came to work and worked a 40-hour work week.
I wish I didn't have class so I could be that guy.
I wish we had an intern that we could make do that.
Yeah. Unfortunate, but that's okay.
Hey!
As we were just getting comfortable, our guest walks in. Everyone, please welcome Sydney Webster. How are you doing?
Oh, I am fantastic. How are all of y'all?
Great. What? Oh, okay. Never mind. She's good. No, you're good. It doesn't matter.
You can sit wherever
you want. We got new mics, so we're being weird about it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Also, Clint's not here, so we're being extra awkward.
Okay.
That's because we're allowed to.
The best.
We were just talking about the formal and how a good week we're having.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Sign language for awkward. Which I guess doesn't work on the radio.
I thought you were playing piano.
You speak
piano.
Sign language on the radio and people don't get it.
Yeah, I thought you were playing piano for a second.
Yeah, the sign language for awkward is the same as it looks like a T-Rex.
Gotcha.
That's how I remember
good
it.
To know. I'll keep that in mind.
They do have awkward
awnings. They do have awkward awnings, which is a really easy way to remember.
Guys, what are we talking about?
And see, there are people that actually listen to this show. That's the amazing part.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, talking about podcasts, like, people don't... Clint was like, I want to, so everyone can hear us, you know?
Right,
I want to
yeah.
be more, like, varied topics and wide topics. But honestly, you listen to any podcast, they're just talking
same
about
thing.
Their social life.
Yep.
It's no different.
Yep.
And we just find it insanely entertaining.
But if they have a specific topic, they're always talking about that topic.
That's true. Well, they'll go into that topic, then they'll just go into, like, yeah, I fed my dog yesterday and he peed in the floor. It's like, ha ha ha, comedy gold.
Yeah.
Which is what makes us also, that makes us, you know, with our equipment, that makes us really high quality.
Uh-oh. What's Michelle's perspective on the dog peeing in the floor?
What?
Poor Bear Rogers.
You mean like him continuously doing it recently?
Yeah, recently. Poor Bear Rogers.
She loves him, so she like she's just like oh,
she's like oh it's cute.
Yeah, she.
I didn't even realize that was like a problem. I just thought of a random scenario. What's going on? Is there a dog peeing on the floor?
You actually hit the nail on the head. Wow. That is a thing that is happening right
I
now.
I told you, comedy See? Gold.
So Sydney, hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Now that since you are a guest, I think we should.
Are we just gonna go straight in? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not gonna let
now.
Yeah,
we're not gonna let her
might
talk
well.
About
no,
herself.
No, no, no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no, no,
okay. Not yet.
So Sydney,
not yet.
Sydney,
give us just you know a couple of minutes. Tell us about yourself. Let the world know because we have worldwide listeners.
That's true.
Let
we are going international. 6% of our audience okay. is in like Scandinavia.
Well, I am 20, about to be 21 years old.
Ooh.
I play the oboe. And for those of you that don't know, it's similar to a clarinet, but it's a double reed instrument. I've been playing that for about 7 years, going on 8, I think. And, yeah, I attend Metro. I'm wanting to become a member here. It's the best church in the world, in my opinion. And I was saved when I was 12, so I am a born-again Christian. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot more. What else do I want to know?
I mean, the listeners want to know, like, where do you work? What kind of car do you drive? What's your favorite color?
Yeah, what's your favorite like, color?
Okay,
she's
so
actually really happy
you
about
Christian?
Her job
no.
situation.
Yes, I love my new job. Okay, so I actually have some news for y'all today concerning my job. So, Stephen actually got promoted this week.
As we heard,
for those of you that don't know, Stephen is the... he also goes to Metro.
He's also a Conclave.
He's a part of Conclave. He actually got me this job at Cardinal, working with like health supplies and loading 18-wheelers and whatnot, which is fun, you know, being the only female. But he got promoted this week and actually trained me on the job that he just got. So I'm also being trained for his position, as well as today I was trained for another position. So I'm starting to just kind of like...
So it sounds like you're already like working your way up the chain. It sounds like
I'm working on it.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
CEO next month.
Hmm?
CEO next month. That's what I'm expecting.
You have high standards now, Sydney. If you don't make it up to the top, then you know we might have to kick you out. But that's okay. We only have stars in Conclave.
True.
Like
true.
Clint Johnson, who didn't make it.
Hashtag stars show up.
Stars
star show up.
Ouch.
Well, now that we know who Sidney Webster is,
now it's time.
Now it's time. I don't have. I really do need music for this.
You really do need.
For those of you who don't know what that music means, which should be everyone, it's time for five random questions. So, five random questions, Sidney Webster, is exactly what it sounds like. We ask you five random questions, and hello, Eric Smith. He's now joined the show with us.
Hello there.
Basically, what we do is ask you five random questions. This is how we judge all of our guests, basically from worst to best. You know, it,
Michelle first time.
You know, Michelle first time.
Michelle second time.
Yeah.
A large gap.
And then you'll have people like Greg Dye, who's somewhere in the middle. It's okay. Yeah, and then you got Caleb with a K from People in Songs. You did really good with his answers. He gave like my kind of answers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Except for the hot dog question.
Yeah, well,
permanently. Well, he had a very valid point.
So
I feel like he gets props for that.
What position
did he take? He's up top. He's somewhere pretty close up top. Caleb with a K?
He said that he had to say, you know, it was meat in between bread, so for that reason it's a sandwich. However, if his mom asked him if he wanted sandwiches for dinner or hot dogs, he would have to say, you know, either sandwiches or hot dogs. So that was his valid point that nobody else thought of.
It's not a valid point at all.
Okay,
we're not getting into this. No, we're not going into
this. So that's an example of one of the five random questions, but...
We're trying to move on from that. It's been a very long season with us, and...
We really should have chosen a better random question.
Oh, man.
Sydney, the way this works, you get five questions, and they are, in theory, random.
Self-explanatory. I love it.
It's pretty easy.
So, usually, I'll go first with the random questions, which I didn't even look up random questions, so I'm going to have to think on the top of my head.
So, it's going to be extremely random.
Oh, it's going to be very, very random. Or maybe not at all.
Yeah.
So, you have five questions, and that ranks you. And you can't just say yes or no. You have to explain why. There's always an explain or, like, a why.
I mean, you could say just yes and no, but then you would be, you know, below Michelle.
Yeah, that would just be, you know, kind of lame. Oh, and I think we should make a new rule for via Greg. You should not answer your questions with questions.
Yes, that's one of my pet peeves. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, Sidney Webster.
Yes.
As I think. Thank you for that. It helps me concentrate. If you were stuck on an island and you could only eat one food, what would it be?
Steak.
Huh. Good answer.
I love steak. I've been eating steak since I could eat steak. Like, I think it was probably 4 or 5.
Canine teeth came in?
Oh, yeah. I had all of my permanent adult teeth by 4th grade.
That was a good... Wow. I just hope that island has a grill.
I eating steak when I was, like, 4 or 5.
Right on. That was a good answer. It was not that random, but...
It wasn't that random.
But no. That's okay.
So, I guess I'm going to take second random question. Your second random question is, if you were an article of clothing, what type of clothing and what color would you be?
I remember Caleb with a K got this question, and he said long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to choose something that's different from that. I would be blue jean overalls, like denim overalls.
Really?
Because they're just stylish. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what size you are, you're going to look good in denim overalls, period.
Well.
You're either going to look like fashionable white girl like me, or like Southern, which, you know, in Alabama is super fitting. So,
yeah. I'll accept that.
Definitely denim overalls. That works.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
Right. It's an answer.
Now you've gotten to the hump question.
Question number 3 is the hump question. This is the big one. This is where we, you know, most of the judgment goes towards your answers. So you got to be very careful with this one,
because this is either the beginning of a climb or the beginning of a fall.
And with Blake asking question 3, the hump question, you may not even know what he's asking. So listen carefully.
Wow.
Thank you, Greg, for the sound effects.
All right, so if you could close one fast food restaurant because of their disgusting food, which would it be?
Ooh. That's hard.
I really want to say McDonald's, but McDonald's is just too popular. Everybody loves McDonald's, and I feel like people would
the economy would collapse,
and a lot of money would be spent elsewhere, which honestly might not be a bad thing.
It might be a good thing.
So you personally don't like McDonald's?
I personally like their breakfast biscuits. That is it.
Okay.
Have you ever had their breakfast bagel?
No,
I'm a McGriddle fan.
Oh yeah,
what?
Their bagels are.
It's like you add a pancake to it.
Starbucks only has like it's like $2 and some change for a bagel at Starbucks, and I love Starbucks. So
McDonald's has a breakfast bagel, and it's like bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese, and then they have a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, and it's literally like that thick of a steak on a bagel.
Okay. Greg died because he said steak bagel.
Wow.
Because
I just changed your world.
Steak
I'm
bagel.
I'm going to go try it just for you, and I'll let y'all know next week how it is.
Let's just all eat one next week on air. Steak bagel. We'll have a conclave radio cookout.
So we're gonna get a steak bagel from breakfast and have it at 5:45.
But breakfast is 24 hours at McDonald's, right?
But I don't think it's all items.
It's not all.
We got to find out if the steak and cheese bagel is on. Yeah. 24-hour.
That's something we're going to have to do research on.
You have caused us research. That's a good result for your question.
Interesting.
Well, I still haven't fully answered.
A McDonald's steak
my
bagel.
My final answer, because it can't be McDonald's, because now I got to try their steak bagel, is going to be Taco Bell.
That hurts me. That hurts me.
And I'm not just saying that because Eric Smith, a.k.a. Taco Bell employee, A.K.A.
That hurts me more than Taco Bell food hurts my stomach and heart.
Sitting next to me. But because I don't like any of their food, I
don't take any offense to this at all.
How do you not like cheesy Fiesta potatoes?
I think Taco Bell closing would hurt me emotionally more than Taco Bell food hurts me physically inside.
And they are as good as they sound. They are amazing. They are potato cubes that have been deep fried, and they're covered with sour cream and melted cheddar cheese.
I like the loaded potato loaded.
Minus the sour cream? That's
the same ingredient.
The potato loaded grill. Yeah,
like
I know, but it's in
green,
but it's in a tortilla, so
it's
better.
They're actually the same.
I like the tortilla.
Yeah,
well, it's easy to drive down the road. And,
you know, nothing that I haven't tried. I don't like anything at Taco Bell other than their plastic cheese. Their cheese at Taco Bell, by the way, side note, is literally one element away from being plastic.
But it's so good.
Turned me off from it.
Oh no!
Edible.
The
plastic.
One time I've eaten Taco Bell since I found that out was during Hurricane Florence, when it was the only thing that was open. There's like literally one restaurant in Jacksonville, North Carolina that was open.
Nobody eats Taco Bell because they think it's food,
or because it's healthy.
No.
Okay, so point being, Taco Bell.
People go to Taco Bell because it's open at 2 a.m.
And because that grease is just perfect.
It's true. I mean, you can fill up 7 people for $7.
Yeah.
And that's the magic.
That's the magic. You know, that's the same magic that got McDonald's so popular.
It's the
7 people for
$7?
I mean,
what,
yeah.
60-70% of America obese?
Hey, some of us like
being
obese.
And made heart disease the number one killer?
You know what? Some of us like being
that's
happy more than being
that's
fit.
The people. That's people's choice
people
not to work out and eating the
absolutely.
Food.
Absolutely.
It's not the food's fault. That's like saying it's the gun's fault for killing somebody,
that
not the person who pulled
Coke
the trigger.
Still there? It just,
before we get into that,
it got my taste buds going.
Question?
Oh, yes, the next question. I have one pulled up because I was prepared for question number 4. What part of the human face is your favorite?
Ooh. The eyes. Absolutely the eyes.
You're really quick with these answers.
Yeah,
well, I've already thought about most of them. To be honest, I'm not even gonna lie. I spend a lot of time in thought. That's like what I do all day. I mean, that's what everyone knows. But like,
I thought you were a Marine.
No, nobody wonders what's their favorite body part.
Excuse me while we go off air, so I can say some things that can't be said on air to Greg.
No, you got about 20 more minutes. We're good.
We'll have a conversation later.
Greg dies. 10 to 20.
Yeah. Question number five?
Number five. Do you guys want it, or am I going to get it?
I thought you were
number five.
Well, I just did number five.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, all right. Please go for it.
So this is the last question. This is really, I mean, you're going pretty good, pretty decent steam, but don't.
Step one, find music. Step two, get more organized with this game.
Yeah, you know, part of the beauty of it is that it's not organized.
That's true.
So question number five.
So there's been some debate on this topic, and there's taboos in the church. How do you feel about tattoos?
Ooh.
Mm. If you were on Facebook, you might have heard our conversation.
For me, considering I have seven.
That's why I asked.
Right?
So, honestly, in my opinion, the context of tattoos when they're, you know, branding and marking your body is a sin was when, in the Old Testament, they were using tattoos as pagan worship. So they were worshiping other deities other than God. So, on the other side of that, my tattoos all represent something that's memorable to my life and something that has left a tremendous mark on me and my walk in my faith. So even the ghost face or scream tattoo that's holding a knife on my left arm that I'm honestly contemplating getting rid of, the one reason why I'm keeping it is because it's the greatest reason for people to come up and ask me. And it's just a great conversation starter, and then I can tell them, you know, I can give them a reason as to why I got that tattoo and what it means. And it's basically just like the darkness had left its mark on my life, but it didn't take me.
Wow. So what you're saying is that a Christian can use a tattoo to help witness to people.
Absolutely.
That's interesting, Clint Johnson.
Because...
So if it's used to advance the gospel, that wouldn't really be a sin then, wouldn't it?
Guess not. How many of us are at the round table right now have a tattoo currently?
Four of the five.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I've got Greg two. Has
You've
it.
Got two?
What? Actually,
there, but you hit them.
Yeah, well, I have a strict rule about where they can be because of my professional...
A lot of people do, and obviously that... May I ask what they are and where they are?
One of them is my fraternity symbol that I got upon my other brothers, and then one of them is my numbers. So, yeah.
Your numbers?
Yeah.
What?
When you get initiated, you're a certain number in
like
that.
Like Greek life?
Yeah. See, you go and you judge.
I know.
But it was really about the guys that I was doing it with. It wasn't about necessarily.
That makes no, because I know. I know because
although at that point in time I was
because
like,
I know
camp party.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're about to get. And you're about to get another
one. Anything.
A couple of us are about to get another one. I'm still debating in my mind. Some people have said, "Don't do it. You're rushing." Some people said, "What about this?"
Well, and you know that's it. In my mind, and I think it goes back to Sydney's point, your tattoo should mean something.
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't mean something, then, you know, it's not worth it.
And it's not that it
wouldn't. The timing between tattoos of when you get them has nothing to do. If it means something to you, then it means something to you. Yeah. It's not going to lose meaning if your heart's in the right place when you get it. So,
Every single tattoo that you get, you should always have a picture of it or have a drawing of it. Stick it somewhere, like in your bathroom, next to your sink, or like by your bedside table, whatever. Somewhere you're going to see it every single day.
So you don't
and
get numb to it?
And if you like it after like a year or so, maybe more, maybe 5 years, because I mean, you know, it is permanent. So if you still like it after a certain amount of time, then that's when I think you should get it. Because I had an idea of my very first tattoo for years. It was dedicated to my grandmother, and I was 16 when I thought of it, but I was 18 when I got it because I wanted to, well, you have to be 18 without parents' permission, but also I wanted to be absolutely positive that it was what I wanted, and it's still to this day my favorite tattoo.
Well, and I don't know that I'd go with that much time, but I have a buddy that what he would do is before he got a tattoo, he would have it drawn on with Sharpie.
That's a good
and
idea.
And if that Sharpie faded and he still liked it, he figured that was enough time because he could see what it was going to look like, right? He would see it every day when he was getting ready, and he would go, okay, I like that. And I like where it's at, too, because then, you know, you can judge on...
Well, just like a new relationship, right, because we're talking about relationships. just like in a relationship, you can have love goggles for something that you really, really think you want, and then after a while you're like, eh. And that's kind of how I feel with my scream tattoo. I'm like,
absolutely.
I like it, it's cool, but at the same time, do I really want to be having a scream tattoo when I'm like 50 or 60?
Yeah, but I mean, might be okay. Cool. So I'm not saying like all tattoos have to be spiritual. You can have a meaningful tattoo and it not be spiritual. Mm-hmm. Mine, however, are. So, mm-hmm. like, if there's certain situations, case by case, that you don't necessarily, like, I will never lose my love for Christ. Therefore, I don't have to hesitate once I've made that decision. Like, that's something that's meaningful, because I'll sit and think, what is meaningful to me about my walk and where can I put that?
Yeah.
And then I spend more time figuring out where and what than I do figuring out who's even going to do it and when that's mm-hmm. even going to get done. So I think if you have the right mindset and heart when you're trying to figure this process out, and pray about it too.
If putting, like,
I would pray about it, because if you don't feel 100% like it's something I should do, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, putting art on your body, I mean, if it's going to steer you away from God by putting art in your body, then don't do it. But most of the time, that's, you know.
I get it, the old generation, though, like the older generations. Yeah. Like,
old people.
Like, the elderly. It being associated with something not Christian based or, you know, a little dirty,
somewhat
whatever
rebellious.
You
want. Yeah. Yeah.
I that's mean, not what it means to our generation.
Up that mindset, and that's just like a part of who you are. Then definitely, you know, don't push yourself to be like, oh well, I need to witness to people, so let me go get a tattoo. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Well, but if it's in your heart to get a tattoo or to, you know, be able to say this is where I'm from and this is, you know, something that I want people to see, then absolutely pray about it. Think about it. Wait a decent amount of time, mm-hmm. seeing it every single day, mm-hmm. and then.
Even now, people still use tattoos for gang-related, crime-related, stuff like that. So there is still...
Don't get a face tattoo.
No.
Don't get a face tattoo. No.
Even a cross. Please don't put a cross on your face.
The only place I mean, okay with above the neck is behind the ears.
On girls. Yeah. On girls.
Yes.
A guy with long hair could...
No.
You wouldn't be okay with like a guy that got a cross behind his ear?
No.
He was like, I want to redeem my brain. My brain needs to be taken captive for the cause of Christ.
Have the elders touch his head and pray over it.
Yeah. How about get a tattoo on your head, then grow your hair out to where no one sees it?
I've never...
I've known people that have done that.
Yeah.
When I got my tattoos,
I got them
where I had hair, and the hair never grew back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
like
horrible.
I'm just now getting hair back on one of my tattoos. Like, it's
you don't need to know
really
that.
Fine. And,
I do.
Well, no,
I do.
where it says tram on my back is just now getting hair back.
You know, I've
the
actually,
one spot you can see.
I've had friends get... I had two friends. They got their tattoos in white ink, so... They could like let them fade over time, and it would just like go away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's
the only
torn?
Thing about that is for me, I feel like it makes you look like you have a sickness or something. It's like just a white spot,
like a scar.
It just looks a little.
I think
different.
It means I can't commit, which means you shouldn't get the tattoo. Yeah.
I've seen some people that either because of professional reasons or spiritual reasons or whatever, they got their tattoos done in black light ink.
Yeah,
and that's
I've
pretty
that.
Cool
that's
because
really
you actually
cool.
can't
cool.
see the tattoo. Like, you can't even see the shape of the tattoo.
Yeah, and you go to a club, and then it's like, you're like, gee.
You got a huge cross.
Or the roller skating rink.
Yeah.
Wherever has black... Miss Kelly's stage. Wherever has black lights. Yeah. Well, maybe we
that
should get
cool.
into the lesson now.
Yeah.
I mean,
now
we don't have
like
that much time
left.
Yeah. Wow, we ended up... Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good question. Those were some really good questions.
Good question going into the conversation. Yeah. All right, then, I think we could cover it really quick, because it really wasn't that long of a lesson when we talked about it.
Here, go ahead.
Anyway, last week we talked about relationships. Week one, who you're supposed to who you're looking for in a relationship, who God puts in your life, what you're trying to look for, and we kind of compared it. This week we're actually talking about relationships. Hello. Would you like to join us?
Hey, you got here in the perfect time.
You are a star.
Would you like to join us?
Yeah.
Now that we've stopped discussing things which you'll have a different opinion on, you can join us.
But this week we're going to talk about our personalities. And we started the lesson off with some of the worst first dates.
Yeah.
I just want to read at least one or two of the tweets that we had on here. Hashtag worst first date. One time, I took a girl to the movies. During the movie, she kept looking at the person behind her. Turns out her dad was sitting behind us the entire time.
We were talking about awkward earlier. Like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah. But
that
like,
is so going to be
well, here's the thing. I believe that 100%. If you're in middle school, like that's always going to happen. So unless like he was like 28, that would be awesome. Like, Greg, imagine like Leslie's dad behind you one of your dates. Like at this age.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I know.
That would be really weird.
It'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Anyway, so yeah, we talked about our personalities and how different personalities can go with other people, kind of like a puzzle piece.
Right.
Almost. And it says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, I'm just going to say the underlying part. Yeah. Save time.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And we talked about what our own understanding is and like we kind of defined it because you can interpret that a few different ways. Like, lean not on your own understanding, like what you believe, what we want to do, and then it goes into he shall direct your path. And,
you know, and I didn't interrupt Clint and as he walks out. I didn't interrupt
you. You were waiting for him to leave.
I was waiting for him to leave so I could talk about stuff. No, I didn't talk about this last week because in class we were having a good discussion. I didn't feel like it was really pertinent. But there's a really cool thing about that. If you read that proverb in Hebrew, like it's not, okay, he directs your paths, like he realizes you're going off in this direction and he tries to like put a path ahead of you to get you back to where he wants you. Like, it's literally the idea of a shepherd. Mm-hmm. It's like...
He's trying to guide you. Or, yeah.
And it's not just... Like, the word direct doesn't kind of have the same connotation, but the Hebrew word yosher, I mean, it's not just, hey, you might want to go this way. It's go this way.
Almost forcing you.
Yeah. So it's really... I really like that proverb. It's really beautiful because you realize how much he cares.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we talked about it a little bit last week. We talked about it a little bit this week. He shall direct your path. That's one thing that a lot of people struggle with. We're hunting, basically, for who we want, what we're looking for. But in reality, what we need to do is just let him direct it. Let him give it to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the
pray,
biggest
pray
thing
about it, and, you know, it shall happen.
For me,
yeah,
this verse has been so important in, like, whenever I'm thinking, oh, well, what do I want to do with my life, and what kind of career do I want to have, the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Just different parts of my life, I have to think, well, Lord, what do you want from me?
Absolutely.
And I have to pray about it, and I have to give it to him, and he will literally direct your steps. Like, you'll pray about something, and you'll fully, with your mind, your heart, your soul, every part of you, give it to him. And then you'll see just amazing things happen in your life. Just this morning, I actually wanted to share this with y'all. This is super cool. So just this morning, I was praying for healing because I wasn't feeling too great. Like, I was feeling like I had a sinus infection, and I just felt really bad. I had a sinus headache and could barely breathe, and I had to go to work. So I was using this stuff called Silver Sinus. It's like this nose spray that's supposed to get rid of your sinus infection, and it's worked wonders so far. Well, I was out. Like, no liquid in this little bottle, absolutely nothing. So I get in my car, where the bottle is, to go to work, and I had already prayed, had my quiet time for healing to, you know, get through my work day. And I hear, like, just in my mind, the Holy Spirit's telling me, use your spray bottle, like, try your Silver Sinus. And so I used it. Not only was there liquid in the bottle, but I got, like, 4 squirts out of it. Nice. And that's just, like... I mean, that's a God thing. Like, that was just awesome. And not only that, but, like, right after I used it, my sinus headache was gone. So the Lord will answer your prayers. Just, you have to use your entire mind, your heart, your soul. And they can't be selfish. You have to have the kingdom in mind and have the kingdom in your heart.
Right. Absolutely.
We need it every time.
Yeah, you just you need to have it ready when you walk in here.
You really should just carry that app around all the time.
It's interesting how you know we can use this proverb for anything, and you know we use it in a lesson for a relationship. But I mean, you put it in anything, and you can interpret it perfectly. And then after that, we went into our own personalities. We took a personality test. I'm not going to go through it, and I also forgot where I put my personal one.
let's go over what everyone scored highest on.
Oh, I can do that. I'll
see where everybody landed.
My points were highest on extroversion, which, and that's the first one. Extroversion is the personality trait of seeking fulfillment from sources outside the self or in community. High scores tend to be very social, while low scores prefer to work on their projects alone. So I like people, which is good.
I want to say, and I don't remember my exact scores, but I want to say mine was openness and extroversion, and they were like right next to each other.
A lot of mine were close.
You know, I do teach at Montevallo, so openness is kind of, you know, acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
But
openness means it's the personality trait to seek new experience and intellectual pursuits. High scores may daydream a lot. Low scores may be very down to earth.
But, you know, it's interesting because I was talking about this with one of my students, and I was like, every personality test tests a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so there are some people that test, like, extroverted. And they're like, what? I'm an introvert. Well, it's because of the way that particular personality test is set up.
Right.
And I think we even had this conversation when we were talking about yours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We talked about it, too, where you can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was yours, Blake? Your highest was...
My highest was agreeableness.
And conscientiousness was really low, right? And you were like, why is this? I'm a conscientious person.
Yeah, my conscientiousness was my lows as well.
But it's because of the way they set this test up.
Absolutely.
Like, you are a very conscientious person. Much more so than Casey, because at least you show up for work.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey!
That was perfect.
Wow.
Did you just cut the mic?
That was so nice.
No, I played the gunshot noise.
Wow. That's how you drop the mic right there. So.
Wow.
Walk away. Just walk away.
I got agreeableness.
So we do kind of have to...
That's what I got, too.
Yeah. So Blake and I both got agreeableness.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Reflects much individuals adjust their behaviors to suit others. High scorers are typically polite and like people. Low scorers tend to tell it like it is. So Blake and I just kind of adjust and adapt to whoever is in the room.
Become all things to all people.
Apparently.
I would
some people in the room
farther,
are laughing at
but
that.
But like, there are definitely certain things that I'm not going to say because I want to avoid conflict.
Absolutely.
I see Paul in you. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, I'm going to adjust myself.
You know what I see in you, Blake? I see Blake.
Oh.
You're so unique.
Just do it.
Just
go ahead. There you go.
Anyway. I know I don't want to cut us off early, but we really didn't have that much time to talk about this stuff.
It's
late. We're at 37 minutes on the podcast, and even longer on Facebook.
Yeah.
Has Facebook been live? Facebook hasn't been live, dude.
Well, we kind of have to go because we have like 3 minutes before we have to be upstairs. But thank you all for joining us today. And you know what, Casey? Would you let everybody know how they can join us if they really liked what they heard?
Absolutely, I can. So, if you enjoyed what you heard, you can come join us on Conclave every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Come a little early for food. You can stay for the awesome service. I think Clint's talking this upcoming Sunday, as far as I know. If you can't make it, we also have Conclave U every Wednesday at 6:30, where we're about to go, where we're discussing dating. And if you can't come to that, always come to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Pastor Jason Browning always has something great to say.
Preaches the fire.
Woo! Amen. And don't worry, if you're not around, that's okay. You can follow us on social media. We're all over social media.
Yep.
Where, Casey?
It's you. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Conclave Radio is on Instagram. We're Conclave _ Radio, Conclave Metro, everywhere else. Conclave Radio, where you can listen to us anywhere. Spotify, YouTube, Spreaker, Stitcher. There's no reason. Well, we should get on SoundCloud. I just thought about it. iTunes. We're on iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and however you're listening, whether it's on Facebook, which is probably
you have a way of listening to us,
or if you're listening on any of those services, just give us a like, give us a share,
give us a share, a follow, a subscribe, whatever you need to do to make us more international than we already are. We're already big deals, but we want to be huge deals.
We're popular in the Philippines.
We are, and in Scandinavia. I'll check the stats later. But anyway, I think I think that's a good old episode 21, and I'll see you next week on episode 22 of
Conclave Radio.
Dude, we're moving up in the world.
We are.
It's nice, isn't it?
This is a legit radio station.
I'm telling you, now that we have equipment, everything's changed.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.